Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen.
Christmas Day, no greater gift here.
none. Hello, everywhere, there's an air of joy. It's that once a year when the world's sincere and you like to find a way to show you the things that words can bring. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? The man on the street with a couple of spaces wants you to know there's someone who cares.
Give love
on Christmas Day.
Why don't you give love on Christmas? want you to know there's someone who can
give love
on Christmas Day.
That's why I love you forevermore.
Lift up your hands. Lord, I want more.
with Aretha, you don't have to worry about too many vocal tracks because she comes in and sings a song. BB and CeCe had laid down their vocals, but it was a tentative idea because they wanted to sing together. However, Aretha went in and did a warm-up. It was so great. It reminded me of the old days. Jerry Wexler would say, "That's it, Aretha." And she would say, no, I have to do it again. She wanted to do it again with BB and CeCe, of course, because that's what the whole thing is about, the energy between the three principals. So they went into that booth and they worked out the parts and they sang it again.
I kind of knew to begin with we had a great blend. I knew the blend was just going to work. It was just going to be perfect. And they've been a favorite in our family for a very long time.
We probably used most of the live stuff and some of the stuff that was filmed, maybe they won't sync up with it, but we use the live stuff because that's what it is, you know, the old style around one microphone. They do their balances together. Same way the Bee Gees did their own harmonies. One mic and they all around it and they feel the balance themselves. We don't have to play with three microphones. She gave us one or two more tracks. We were able to choose, you know, maybe a phrase or a line with her approval. And it was etched in, you know, blood after that. We didn't change anything.
It was a classic when Roberta and Donnie did it, and we've got another classic. No question about it.
BB and CeCe, they are like Mr. and Miss Warmth. They are just fabulous singers, and they bring the soul and the warmth, the professionalism, the great voices, you name it. Everything combined, they add so much to the song, really.
I'm CeCe Winans. That's who I am.
And I'm her older brother,
yes.
BB. And we're doing the song, You've Got a Friend, one of my favorites.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever
about true love between the nations, and that's something that's missing. So it's so similar to what we sing about, till it's almost like she wrote this song for us, you
yeah.
know, and we're just catching up to doing it.
They come along at a time, and I just really would like to say this, that I think this generation and young adults and adults need to hear what they're saying. It's the Word and the Word of God. So I'm just delighted to be doing what we did today. I had a wonderful time.
Carol's music is timeless. I mean, I had the privilege of recording her songs with Dusty Springfield, when I used to work with Jerry Wexler and Tom Dowd, with, of course, Aretha. We did You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And I think she is part of American musical culture, and she's one hell of a poet and a fabulous composer.
All right,
come on.
Friends, you know, they're there in the good times.
Yeah.
And nothing
together.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
And good afternoon. Good afternoon. And welcome to another segment of the Voice of Joy Online. You know, when my sister started this show, she wanted it to be a show of joy, gospel music that you could get inspired by, prayer, where you would reach inside yourself and decide to take that moment to pray, not out in the world, not everywhere where everyone could hear you, but your own private prayers that you felt you were communicating with God. You don't have to tell the world what your issues are, what you're going through, what ups you've had, and what downs you've survived. Prayer is a personal relationship between you and God. So when you're thinking, how do I pray? What do I pray? When do I pray? All those are decided by you. And when you feel the need to communicate, you have the awesome power to decide when you want to pray and what you're praying for. Doesn't have to be what the world thinks you should ask for. Doesn't have to be the health that the world thinks you should have, but your own private connection and your own private thoughts about your prayers.
Thank you. lost in the rock and roll. Got lost in the promise of a love I never know. Shadow chased me far from home. I remember when my heart was filled with gold. And you know
Jesus. On your way, straight on the Lord has been good. unfailing, resurrected Jesus.
Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.